Well, I think I declare our 3-month anniversary a success. Don't you? What was your favorite part? Wait. Let me guess. Was it my super special gourmet breakfast? No, wait. That wasn't my guess. Hang on. Well, I really liked the hike. And the picnic. Was it the picnic? The picnic was super good, baby. Oh, better than the bath that followed? Well, the bath. Yeah, the bath was amazing. I didn't want to jump straight into the nudity, but okay, yeah, you liked the naked part. I get it. God. Oh, you know I can't resist the neck kissing. Oh, fuck. How am I supposed to keep my wits about me when you're doing that? Oh, and sliding your hand down. Down. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so wet for you, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like you have this secret handshake with my body that sort of bypasses my brain, and oh, and it's like you two are conspiring to get into all kinds of trouble together without my permission. Oh, I feel like my head is the parent and my body's the naughty teenager, and you're just such a bad influence. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, don't you know I've never had a partner affect me the way that you do? Oh, God, I've never wanted anyone so much. I've never... no. Oh, that right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep fingering me that way. Oh, can I pull up your shirt? Please, I want to rub my nipples on your chest while you... Oh, they're so sensitive. Does it feel good? Sure, you can do anything you want. I mean, you know, within reach. Oh, God. Oh, I think if you sucked my tits like that long enough with your finger doing that, oh, I think that I could just come. No, don't stop, no, don't, no, yes, oh, do that, oh, do that, yes, you can go lower, oh, that's good, oh, gosh, I love the way you eat my pussy. Gosh, how does my pussy taste, baby? Oh, I can't get over how much you love this. Oh my gosh, don't stop, don't, oh, please, oh, baby, oh, yes, right there, don't stop, keep going, I'm gonna, oh, baby, oh, yes, oh, kiss me now. I need it. How do you do this? Oh, no. I love it. I actually look forward to sharing this with you afterwards. The intimacy of it. Here. Now. Let's get you out of those shorts. My hands are warm, see? My whole body's warm. The blood's just pumping. My heart's racing. And then you feel so good in my hands. I can watch your face up close if I stroke you like this. As you get harder and harder. But if I kiss down your body like this. I can do this thing that I love to do. Where I can taste you and inhale all of you. And kiss this amazing cock. I can make eye contact with you this way too. Isn't this what you like? Tell me what you like. Like this. Yes. And then like this. Oh, tell me all your dirty little secrets. Yes. Oh, yes, give it to me. Do you want to come in my mouth? What? No. Just let me finish. No, please don't. I want to. Baby. No, we can't. We can't fuck yet. I know. I'm so sorry. No, stop. I can't. I'm sorry. Well, you know how well I can make you come with my mouth. Just let. Okay. No, I'm not upset. Sort of not. A little. Are you sure? I feel like I've disappointed you. No, you don't act disappointed, but I always feel like I have disappointed you. You know, I don't like to talk about it. I'm just not ready to, okay? Isn't that reason enough? No, you've been wonderful. I've never felt like this. I've never had this intimacy or this kind of pleasure. This, it makes me almost forget things. Reasons why we shouldn't. But just trust me. If you feel the way that you say you feel, we shouldn't have sex yet. I know. I mean, I feel like at some point we'll have to get into it and just talk about it, but doesn't have to be right now. Yeah, I suppose the mood isn't quite what it was. I feel like I owe you more of an explanation, but I can't tell you. I've only told one other partner, and it just didn't go well. There's literally no way to explain this to you that has a happy ending. No pun intended. No, I mean it when I say that you've been amazing. You haven't pressured me. I trust you completely. I'm crazy about you. That's part of the problem. I just can't. What? No. Don't say that you love me. Please don't say that. Please. Oh my god. How could I let this happen? Yes. I do. I love you too. Wait. I'll tell you. You won't believe me. You'll think that I'm trying to get out of sleeping with you. Yeah, you say that now, but listen. Listen. I'm smiling because it's going to sound ridiculous to you, but it's not a joke. I don't know why, exactly, but anybody I fuck will forget who I am when they come. Everything about me. I'm a stranger and it's all over. That's it. If I fuck you, the instant you came, I'd be erased from your mind. Everything. Who I am, how we met, the bath. Sometimes it's useful. I've hooked up with guys before, and I'm glad they don't remember me. Most of the time, though, it's just so painful. It's over, and they look into my eyes, and they see nothing. And they wonder what they've just done and who they've done it with, which, you know, isn't fair to them either. All right? That's why. I don't want to have sex with you because I care about you more than I've cared about anyone in a long time. We can't just keep starting over. I've tried that before too, and it doesn't work. Oral? No, obviously, oral's fine. It's just intercourse. So you believe me? Oh my god. Well, forever. Yeah. As long as I can remember, this has been happening. I lost my virginity when I was 18, and boy, was I unprepared for my high school sweetheart to roll over and ask who I was just after he'd orgasmed. And there I was, still on cloud nine. Yeah, it's always been like this. No, look, don't try to give suggestions. Just believe me. I've tried everything. It's my curse, and I had found a way to live with it until now. And now we've just said that we love each other. If we made love now, I'd be over the moon. I would come apart. I've dreamt of fucking you, making love to you, taking you every possible way since the day that I met you. And then we would reach some other world of ecstasy together and come together, sing each other's names, and it'd be the best that we've ever had, and oh, you know that it would be. And then, poof, over. I'd be lying there in an orgasmic haze, and you'd be lost. Reaching for your clothes, looking at me in confusion, or anger, or something, but it wouldn't be love. And then, no more. Nothing. You'd feel nothing for me. I can't do it with you. And I should have stopped it earlier before, you know. But I liked you too much, and here we are. Look. Here are choices. Either we continue like we've been doing, everything but intercourse, except now you know why I won't. And we do that. But someday we'll both want sex again and something will break. We can't just have a whole relationship without it. I know that. Another option is that we walk away now. End it. Say goodbye, and you can keep your memories of us. Like me. And if we ever do get a pass on the street someday, you with your wife and kids and me, just me, we'll smile and hug on and go about our lives. There's not a painless choice. I guess the third choice is to do it. We have sex, and you, I lose you, and you eventually forget about that puzzling hookup where you woke up next to a strange woman in a strange bed and chalk it up to drinking or something, but I'll never forget you. The only advantage of that, I guess, is that only one of us gets hurt. I love you too, but it's not enough. I wish it was. No, I've never loved anyone before, but I have no reason to believe that it would make a damn bit of difference if I did. Do you want to keep going? Have maybe an open type of relationship? Where we keep the status quo, but with the understanding that you'll eventually meet someone that you want to sleep with? No, it's not my favorite, but it's pragmatic. You learn how to be that way when you're cursed. Break the curse? What? Because we love each other? No, I'm sorry, but that's stupid. That's for fairy tales. What? Like, true love conquers all? I just told you that I'm fucking pragmatic. A pragmaticist. Pragmatist. I'm realistic, okay? And you want us to go to Disneyland? No, sorry. No pixie dust, no Prince Charming, no evil witch either, for that matter. What do you mean you still want to? What? Like, you're done with me? Well, it's all very well and good not to believe in curses when you're not the one left lying in bed alone. Fuck! It's not enough that I had to go and fall in love. I had to go and fall in love with a romantic. A fucking romantic. Well, maybe we should just take some time and think about it. We had a great day and I've ruined it. You can just go home and salvage the rest, or we can put our clothes on and watch a movie. I don't want you to go either. Yes, of course you can kiss me. I love you too. Yes, I love you. Oh, fuck. No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. We have to stop. No, no, no. Not the neck. Oh, that's cheating. Oh, God, you know I do. Oh, you know I want to. I really, really want you to fuck me. Oh, yes. Yes, I'll do anything you want. Yes. Okay. If you want to, we will. At least you won't be hurt. But, oh God, put it in. Give me your cock. Please. Please, I need you. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, do you feel how perfectly you're filling me? Oh, do you feel this? Oh, just hold still. Hold still for a moment. Oh, just let me feel you inside of me. Well, I can't. No, it's the truth. No one has ever felt so perfect before. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, baby, you feel so good. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm close. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, I'm so close. Ah, yes, 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 now, now, come with me now, come with me, come with me, come with me now. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Ah, I love you. Ah, 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 oh, baby. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my. Here we go. Hi. Don't freak. What? What did you call me? Baby?